Okay, 203W, Main Street, Owosso.
Yes, indeed. And if you need an antenna, we're going to start manufacturing antennas pretty soon. I think we're going to start manufacturing antennas tomorrow. They'll be weather-tight, paintable antennas, and they're going to be 3 dB gain. They'll be 30 inches in height, and they can be put on, like, your chimney stack or your antenna tower for your TV. But they work really well. And I'll be making some folded dipoles next month.
This sounds like some very good information. What was your name again?
This is Travis over here. And one of my other technicians is Justin. He's got his GMRS license as well. He's out on Durandon 21. I don't know if he's got his rig on tonight. Probably not. We've been screwing with some weird stuff today. I enjoy rebuilding old Motorola. For the first time since I was in the National Guard, using a XTS 5000, which back in the day we used to be on the state police frequency. This thing works really well on GMRS, I gotta say that.
Hey, you're making a good trip. About 40 miles, 48 miles.
Yeah, I find I don't have a problem hitting that repeater. The folks that built that repeater in Flint really know their stuff. But I'm not surprised. I knew those guys, some of them anyways, from back in the day, back when we were all a bunch of crazy ham radio operators.
Yeah, 10-4 with that. I'm getting ready to take a picture of this screen here so I have your information. And when I get ready to start getting this stuff, I'm going to give you guys a call.
Okay. We also have the best price on Nagoya antennas and other things, as I am a Chinese importer, and I get priority shipping through China. I sell cheaper than Amazon. Not that I'm blowing my own horn there, but for SMA stuff and VNA equipment and other things related to the interest of GMRS or amateur radio hobby, I believe we all should be able to have affordability, especially in this economy that we're dealing with. Feel free to text the 989 phone number that's connected to the shop. That is a cellular phone. And we can communicate with pictures and such, and that would help my technician build a cable proper if you needed one specific. If there's a weird outcome, I wish there got to be, because it looks like that was set up for GP series radios originally.
Okay, I see you right here, 989. Yep, I could text over there. That would be good. If I got any problems over here.
Yeah, just WSUA42ID. Just make sure I know who you are, because I told you that we would build you one for the cost of shipping. And it's no sweat off my back if we got to do that. If you don't have what you want down there for doing it, or don't have something to do it with, or just simply need resources or parts. I mean, I have a whole Radio Shack at my disposal.
This is good to know. And Travis, I will be, when I hear guys out here looking for information or parts and anything else from GRMS, I'm going to tell them who to call.
Hi, thank you very much. I just want us all to be able to have fun. And that's why I'm building inexpensive quality antennas. And my antenna pigtails are made with LMR 400. we are on UHF after all. So these, you know, they got this ad, whatever, and then I tore one of those apart, and I'm very dissatisfied with the quality of the construction. And unfortunately, a lot of guys can't afford that stupid LMR 400, but I'm trying to resource it from a military salvage company, and it's under a different type of name, but I'm trying to get it for a few cents a foot, and if I can get spools of it in, I will make that known. But if the UHF is a high loss coax, if it's on anything but LMR 400, a better quality cable, because this RG58, stuff like that, over 100 foot run, it's almost worthless.
Yeah, 10-4. I'm running the Amazon KRL something 400 on this radio. I mean, seems to kind of work, but
Do that number again real quick, the Amazon stuff. I'll check out the impedance and loss chart.
Give me one second. I'll look it up. It's KMLR, I think it is, from Amazon.
What's the number that follows it?
Hey, not to walk
one second,
on you, but
I'll look it up.
Name of that website?
Station calling for the website. That was a beautiful, perfect double. Go ahead.
What was the name of your website for, it was like Top Computer Repair or something?
Ten Computer Repair. Google it. I'm sorry, I'm a ding-dong when it comes to dealing with the website stuff. It's not even in my wheelhouse. I am a Motorola technician by trade. But we're 10 Computer Repair in Owosso, Michigan. We own the Radio Shack, a cell phone company, and a computer repair store, electronics shop. But we're a full-service electronics repair shop and radio shop.
Okay, awesome. Thanks. I got it. Oh.